It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan, Ian, and Tim are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us if you'd like to be a contestant for the Harris Challenge, and you haven't played in the last 60 days. All the phone lines are cleared, and you get a shot at getting on here at 314-6969-KTRS. How many years have I been saying this phone number? Just dial some random numbers and see if you get here. No, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS, and from select phones, star KTRS will get in here on your smartphone. I just found out that the broadcast day has been overbooked. We're going to be dragged out of here by United Airlines personnel at 6 o'clock. And we're not allowed to come back until next week.
Ugh.
We have to catch another flight. So that'll happen. And Mike Evans will be along in a little while. And I have this week's batch of knuckleheads in the news coming up. When you play the Harris Challenge, you're going to get a category. And in that category, there will be five questions. And each of those questions is a point value associated with it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points. You answer the questions to the best of your ability. And if you get half of the 15 available points right, then you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yeah!
Paul.
Good one.
We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Larson's.
Our Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. And they have two locations, one in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
Ooh, St. Peter's.
Or you might pick a pair of tickets for the Wednesday opening night. It's April 19th, 8 p.m. performance of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Danish from Uranus.
That's yes. And that is at the Playhouse at Westport Plaza.
And if you get all the questions right in your category, all 15 points, we'll give you a couple of bonus prizes.
We will throw in a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Go to Candici's.net. Plus, we'll give you a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow.
Yeah.
Like a travel pillow with a fan inside.
You know, Mother's Day is 1 month from now.
Ooh, it is.
And if you've got a mom who might be going through a little bit of the change,
mm-hmm.
and I don't mean the quarters, nickels, and dimes.
No. Having hot flashes.
If she's having hot flashes and needs something to cool off, the Breezy Buddy will be perfect for that.
Here you go, Mom. I know you're going through menopause. Try this Breezy Buddy pillow. It's
and
great.
Stop complaining to me.
Yeah.
Signed, your son.
Yeah. BreezyBuddy.com is the website to go to.
All right. So 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. Now that Dan is done with that stuff, he will answer your calls and line you up. And I will meet our first contestant for the day. Hello, Pat.
Hi, Paul. Long-time listener. How you doing?
Good. Thank you very much. Welcome to the show. As a long-time listener, you know that getting on the Harris Challenge gives you the unique broadcast opportunity of exploiting the airwaves for your own personal gain. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go right ahead.
I will say happy Passover and happy Easter. That's about it for this weekend. Right. Today's Good Friday. We had a great day today.
Okay.
My family had a great day.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the three categories are that you get to choose from first. Category one is, of course, have you been paying attention? And category two, it's a good Friday for trivia. Or category three, sports and showbiz week. What'll it be?
Let's do sports and showbiz week.
All right, Pat, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to the Cardinals, which beloved Hall of Famer is being treated for a type of blood cancer?
That would be Lou Brock.
That's right. Which former late-night host's mother, Dorothy, who became known for her remotes from various Olympics, died this week at 95?
That would be David Letterman's mother.
Correct. Which former St. Louis Blues coach is returning as head coach of the Dallas Stars, which he once took to a Stanley Cup championship?
That would be Ken Hitchcock.
That's correct. Which member of the Jackson family could get $200 million by ending her five-year marriage to a wealthy businessman from Qatar?
Oh, my gosh. I heard that on the radio yesterday. It's one of the girls, one of the Jackson girls, Latoya. What's the other one's name? Janet. Janet Jackson.
You're going to go with Janet?
Yes.
That's correct. On what reality TV show was a contestant named Zeke outed as transgender this week?
That would be Survivor.
That's right. We just talked about it last hour on the Showbiz Show. And, Pat, that's a clean sweep. You can't do any better than that.
Very good. Thank you, Paul.
Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will get your details and tell you how you get the prizes that you have chosen while I go to our second contestant. Hi, Sheila.
So what is my...
Sheila?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You're not talking to a drive-through restaurant, are you?
No.
Oh, okay. Welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, it's Friday. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. We're going to a fish fry at St. Paul's in Fenton, and I'm ready to play.
Okay. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention, or it's a good Friday for trivia, or our new third category, even in the West, they call it Easter.
Even in the West, they call it Easter. How about a good Friday?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Sheila. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who starred in the 1995 movie Friday? Was it Ice-T, Ice Cube, or Vanilla Ice?
I didn't hear the first part of that.
Who starred in the 1995 movie Friday? Ice-T, Ice Cube, or Vanilla Ice?
Vanilla Ice.
Ice Cube. Who played Sergeant Joe Friday in the 1987 big screen movie Dragnet?
Joe Black.
Dan Aykroyd. In what 1790 Daniel Defoe novel is a man shipwrecked on an island with a companion he names Friday?
Robinson Crusoe.
Correct. For 2 points each, who played the mother and daughter in the 2003 movie Freaky Friday?
Oh, Jodie Foster and, Dakota Fanning.
You can pass. No, it's Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
What's the name of the boy who drowns in Crystal Lake in the beginning of Friday the 13th? His name is Jason. Who's that in the car who was helping you, Sheila?
It's Dave.
Okay, Dave, you didn't help at all.
Thank you.
Sheila, you got three for Robinson Crusoe on your own. And unfortunately, when you don't get 8 points or more on the Harris Challenge, as you know, I have to punish you. I don't like doing this, but we are a federally licensed facility, and I follow the law, and that's what the law says. So today, we're going to go back to teeny bop idol Sean Cassidy, who had he had a hit in the late 70s with his cover of Da Do Ron Ron and a couple of other songs. Here's his cover of a David Bowie song. Far too fast, by the way. Like it's at the wrong speed.
She's got the mother in her world. She's not sure if your boy will go. Baby, your hair's alright. Big, big, let's stay out tonight. She likes me and I like it all.
Okay, that's enough. You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like they took the original version of David Bowie's song, because that sounds a little bit like Bowie, but then had somebody behind him goofing around and singing in the high voice, and nobody noticed in the booth. So it ended up on the track, and that's the way it went out. Oh, I'm sorry you had to hear that, Sheila.
That's okay. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good. You want to plug something?
I'm AM in the PM, and I'm ready to play.
Thank you for that. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention? Even in the West, they call it Easter, or no, really, have you been paying attention?
Let's go with no, really, have you been paying attention?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Matt. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country did the United States drop the mother of all bombs on this week?
Syria.
Afghanistan. Which cabinet secretary got stuck in an elevator in Miami this week?
Bob Dole.
Ben Carson. What was the name of the guitarist who founded the classic rock band that had hits like Centerfold, Love Stinks, Freeze Frame, and died this week at age 71?
Bob Seger.
Just wild guesses here, huh, Matt? It's Jay Giles.
Yeah.
What resort, now known as the Southern White House, was found by restaurant inspectors to have 13 violations in its fancy kitchen?
Mar-a-Lago.
Correct. In what state were 24 people stranded when the Joker's Jinx roller coaster got stuck high above the grounds of a Six Flags theme park this week?
California.
It was Maryland.
Oh,
Matt, I'm sorry. You only got 4 points, and that means I had to punish you as well.
Oh, you want more and you want it fast. The guy who said I'm wrong. Next I can play with your grandma. Down your dress.
Dan, how many times have we talked about adding a chorus to your song to sing behind you does not make it better?
Wow.
All right. By the way, that's going to be your earworm for this weekend, and I apologize right now. You're not going to forget that. Matt, I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how we doing, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
I just want to say, let's go Blues.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it game two tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. They're up 1-0. Let's see. Two categories left here, Todd. You can have you been paying attention? Or even in the West, they call it Easter.
Let's try the West.
Okay. Category. 60 seconds on the clock. Todd, let's play the Harris Challenge. What do 3 out of 4 people say is the part of a chocolate Easter bunny they eat first?
Ears.
Of course. Who was U.S. president when the first White House Easter egg roll took place? Andrew Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, or James Garfield?
Lyndon Johnson.
Andrew Johnson, 1877. What ocean is Easter Island in?
Pacific
is right. Which holiday always comes exactly 47 days before Easter?
Pentecost Sunday.
Mardi Gras. Jelly beans are the second most popular candy at Easter. What is the most popular color of jelly bean?
Yellow.
Red. The red jelly beans.
Okay.
Todd, you got the 1 and the 3, and then things fell apart for you. So a total of 4 means you're halfway to the punishment threshold, which means you deserve this.
Sounds like they're playing Gazoo on that.
Something in there.
He does have a Bowie sound.
Cell phone notifications in the background.
Yeah.
Todd, have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
All right, thanks. You too.
Dan, is that something that you and the Daily Planet will be playing when you have your premiere next weekend?
No, the Seventh Planet.
That's what I said.
No, probably not.
Not going to be doing any Bowie?
Oh, yeah, we are actually going to do some Bowie.
Well, how about a tribute to Sean Cassidy's David Bowie?
All right, we'll try that.
I'll come by and I'll do the one in the background. Rubble, rubble!
Yeah.
Could I possibly be worse than that?
No. That'd be good.
Here's our final contestant. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Paul.
So go ahead and use the airwaves to plug something.
Well, happy Easter to everyone, and this is my Majin trip game on the show today, so go easy on me.
Well, everybody else has avoided the first category, which is have you been paying attention, and let's see if you have, okay?
Thank you.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. When Neil Gorsuch was sworn into the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday, who did he replace?
Ooh, Scalia.
Correct. On which airline was a man forcibly dragged off a flight Sunday because it was overbooked and a seat given to airline personnel?
United.
Of course. In what state did Governor Robert Bentley resign this week from charges related to an affair he had while in office?
Louisiana?
Alabama.
Alabama.
Who got a lot of blowback this week after telling a press conference that Hitler didn't use chemical weapons?
That's our Mr. Guy in the White House.
You can pass if you want. Okay, which scientific mystery did researchers at Berkeley unravel this week? Is it A, why shoelaces come untied? B, the exact time it takes to make a hard-boiled egg? Or C, the average water temperature of the Great Lakes?
It's gotta be C.
No, it's the shoelaces. What's the name of that guy in the White House?
Oh, boy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy, as played on TV by Sean Spicer.
Sean Spicer.
Yeah. By the way, that's true. The Berkeley researchers spent money and time trying to figure out why shoelaces come untied.
And if you listened yesterday, we talked about that yesterday, didn't we?
For cancer.
Yes. No, exactly.
Yeah, we did.
Ron, let's see how you did here. You got the Scalia for 1 and United for 2. And, oh, boy, it's a quadruple punishment day. Okay. All right. right. That's all the punishment I can hand out for one day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing. We'll see you for your next time on the Harris Challenge, which you'll get a shot at next Friday, right around 5:15. If you want to check the archives, you'll find them on my website, harrisonline.com, and you can catch them live every week here on the Big 550 KTRS or worldwide via the free KTRS app.